America is no stranger to corporate scandals. In the 19th century, abattoirs sold rotten meat. In the 1960s, Detroit made cars that were unsafe at any speed, in the words of Ralph Nader, a consumer rights crusader. In the 1990s, tobacco and asbestos claims led to legal settlements that have cost shareholders over $150 billion. Accounting scandals erupted at WorldCom, Enron and Tyco in the early 2000s, and by the mid-2000s, mortgage fraud was endemic. Today's crises are diverse, but have common elements. The firms tend to be established with dominant market positions. Outrage infuses social media and Congress. And yet the financial cost has been limited. Take a sample of 10 big American-listed firms involved in controversial episodes. Their median share price has lagged behind the stock market by a bearable 11% since the event, after adjusting for dividends. Although Boeing's shares have lost 8% since the crash in Ethiopia, they are above their level in January. The crises have caused bosses to stand down in only 2 of the 10 cases, Wells Fargo and Equifax. Some adjustments to bosses' pay have been made. Goldman says that some ex-executives' share awards could be clawed back, depending on the probe into the Malaysia incident. Equifax says cybersecurity is now factored into its pay schemes. Nonetheless, for the 10 firms, the total pool of senior executive pay has risen over the 4 most recent years to almost $600 million, according to Bloomberg. For critics of capitalism, none of this will be a surprise. They argue that firms controlled by private shareholders are especially unethical. Yet it is easy to poke holes in this. Volkswagen cheated on emissions tests, even though it is part-owned by the German state and has workers on its board. Despite Sweden's cuddly stakeholder capitalism, Swedbank faces a criminal investigation for money laundering. An alternative explanation is that American capitalism has got out of kilter. It has always been restless and dynamic. Companies test the boundaries of what is possible and permissible. Tech firms are just the latest to move fast and break things, to use Facebook's unofficial slogan. But 3 forces have long constrained corporate conduct: regulation, litigation, and competition. The aftermath of the financial crisis saw a storm of lawsuits and fines on banks. But since then, each of the 3 forces may have weakened, increasing the incentive for firms to take risks.